something. I sit here and wonder why I thought I knew the answer. I thought I knew the answer.
If you are the parent of a teenager who has entered into puberty, or if you're about to be one of those parents, then you are well aware that sexual desires and expectations, needs, and what I like to affectionately call the urge is about to take center stage in your child's life. And as the age of change dawns on your child's life, then you can be sure that the age of exploration is right around the corner. It's a whole new world for your child to experience, and even without the help of the perverse culture that we live in, sex is perhaps the most alluring and enticing exploration of them all. The hormone temperature in your young one's life is going to rise, and that urge that I mentioned just a minute ago is going to feel a bit more than they think that they can control. But maybe I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, after all, you were a teenager once too, right? But let me encourage you with this thought. Your son or daughter needs to know what that sexual desire is all about, and that it's going to be an extension of a real longing that is going on in their life. And that longing is to love and to be loved. That longing is to know somebody and to be known by somebody. Let's face it, adolescence can be a time that is filled with loneliness and a time when separation from those around them is felt in a very extreme way. And when those young hormones change and those lives that have no sense of longevity thinking begin to catch the eye of someone across the room, they would do almost anything to overcome the loneliness and the separation that they experience in a very real way. Add in the fact that God wired us to be sexual, and in fact, He is all about us expressing that sexual part of our lives when the timing is right, and when the person is right, of course, and that He delights when we get creative in our expression of sexuality, then as a parent, you've got to get a grip on what your part of the process is going to be. Now you're probably thinking, okay, well, what is my role? Help! Well, in a nutshell, the answer is actually quite simple. In the day-to-day working out of that answer, you're going to need to buckle your seatbelts, however. Stay involved. Your kid needs you.
Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Now, as a parent, my hope is that you have been able to experience a healthy dose of creative sex in your own marriage. If you have matured in the area of sex with your spouse, then you should have gotten the idea that your sexuality is a way that you express and celebrate the promises that you made to your spouse. Connection takes place in sex that should be unguarded and free and intimate. You're with a person that knows you, and you're the person that they need to know. So there should be an unguarded, free, and intimate aspect to your sex life. So how do you communicate that very mature truth that you understand with a young person who doesn't believe that life exists beyond how they are feeling and seeing it at this given moment, and they happen to be living at this very time? See, teenagers have very little concept on longevity thinking and in maturity, and you've got to somehow bestow that upon them. Well, when you do talk to your teenager about sex, you're going to want to relate to them, and so be real. Let's get clear about a few things about sexuality. Number one, sexuality is good. Number two, sexuality is natural. It's a part of what being human is all about. And number three, sexuality was actually created by God. Your child's actions when it comes to how they express their sexuality is important, but you really need to tune into what's going on underneath the expression of their sexuality. What is motivating them to act the way they are acting? If your teen is masturbating, it's important that you give some time to understanding the reason that they're masturbating. Exploring sexuality is something that this is a part of a natural development. But if you begin to notice that your child is exhibiting behavior that points to an obsession with sexual release, well, you might want to get in there and draw the line and say, that isn't what God intended for sexuality to be, not an obsession. So how does natural sexual exploration become an obsession? Well, the truth is there are many roads that lead to an obsession. Today I'm just going to cover the effect that pornography and sexual fantasy plays in creating a young person who maybe just can't seem to get away from masturbation.
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
Now let's look at it this way. People are beautiful. Men and women have different qualities that make them unique and beautiful. And men and women are meant to enjoy each other. But it goes too far if men or women are only viewed as objects with the sole purpose of a person's sexual gratification. The value of a person is lost whenever they are treated like an object. Now, the purpose of the sex industry, and the main reason that porn is even made, that films are even made, is to make money by turning a male or female into an object for sexual gratification. Pornography is degrading. Whenever somebody of any age allows themselves to turn another human being into an object for their own sexual gratification so that they can have, you know, their sexual release, it is going to be near impossible, especially for a teenage mind, to view that person that they are masturbating over as a value creation of God. So it is going to be important to make sure that your child knows and understands that people are created in the image of God, and to treat them in any other way is wrong, even if it feels good. If you find that your child is masturbating to pornography, it is a good time to begin to dialogue with them about the intrinsic value that people have been given by the Creator. Pornography is an addiction that will grow out of control, so start talking about these things early. Believe it or not, teens can actually get to a point where their day is consumed and planned around when and where a sexual release can take place by masturbation. When you talk to your teen, listen for what may be at where they may be at in the process that generally goes from natural sexual exploration to thoughts that seem to be absorbed with sexual things to finally behavior that has become consumed with sexual desire. If they make it deep into the process, it is going to be more difficult to walk them back down a road of healing.
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Talking with your teen about sex is going to have to go deeper than look, son, if you're going to have sex, just let us know, okay? And we'll buy you condoms, okay? It's going to have to go a little bit deeper than that. Here are some questions that you as a parent will want to have thought through when talking to your team about sexuality, pornography, and masturbation. Number one, you know, as a parent, what is your view of masturbation? I actually like to call masturbation self-sex, okay? Is masturbation ever okay? You know, think about that. Think through that in the way you've seen it expressed in your marriage. Number two, what is God's view of sexuality in the life of a teenager? What is God's view of sexuality in the life of a young adult? What is God's view of sexuality in the life of a marriage? Okay, you need to think through this. Number three, is God angry and condemning when two people in the bonds of marriage enjoy each other sexually? Number four, is it possible to die if you don't get sexual release? So masturbation is the best way to avoid dying? I mean, you should probably have an answer for that. Number five, if sexual urges are normal, what should we do about them? You can actually help your team take some practical steps when it comes to fighting the temptation to view pornography. Honestly, just willing or hoping that pornography isn't going to have an effect on any person's life, especially a young person's life in this culture, is not responsible. And if your team has been looking at porn and masturbating to it, quitting cold turkey probably won't be the best way to deal with the issue. You will need to help set up some accountability in your teen's life. Someone that they can confess to when they fail. And that's not always easy for adults. So be sensitive to it when you're dealing with it with your kid. Pornography is a stronghold, and it could be one of the fights of their life. Help them with a system that will hold them up when their conviction to live the way they desire to for God is weak. If you have a computer with the internet in your home, set it up with software that's going to be the front line in the battle to protect your home. Just Google the words, software to keep my porn out of my house, okay? And then just install it. I personally really like a website called CovenantEyes.com. That's CovenantEyes.com. All web activity can be sent to your email, and so you know exactly what's going through your computer. You'll know what's going on. And if someone tries to turn the Covenant Eyes filter off, you're going to get an email about that too. So you'll know if somebody's trying to bypass the system. And before you react against your teen, before you react against your child, pause for a moment and consider what could be going on at a level deeper than the acting out that you're seeing. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what could be making your teen want to go further into this behavior. Pay attention to the relationship that your teen has. Work with them on building healthy relationships that are involved and active. If you let a group of hormone-heated teenagers sit around and get bored, well, sexual exploration will only kindle the fire as they begin exploring together, okay? Teach them skills in how to control their thought life. Teach them skills in how to control behavior. Teach them to memorize scripture that is going to help them understand God's views of human beings, that is going to help them understand God's love and acceptance of them and others, that will help them understand God's view of relationships and God's view of lust in contrast to intimacy. The possibilities are limitless in your ability to be engaged in your teen's life, because sexual urges are going to go off like fireworks in their life, and it is normal for that to happen. If they're not equipped, however, with the tools that they need to build their life on a solid foundation when it comes to sexuality and relationships, you can be sure that the urge will take them over the cliff. And before you know, they are going to slide down the slope of viewing people as sexual objects.
So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to us all. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out
so that you can endure it.
It is possible for young people to learn to see others differently than their hormones dictate. They can learn to see people the way God sees them. We are all His sons and daughters, and we are all in some way brothers and sisters. And the people who are making pornographic material are all sons and daughters of people like you and like me. Having sexual desire is normal, and it's you can expect that they're going to be acted upon. But real maturity comes when we can overcome the urge in the moment for sexuality to take place within the intimacy of marriage. Your teen's eyes and body need to be protected for the pleasure of their future spouse. God has great things that are full of pleasure and things that are full of intimacy, and He's got great plans for delight for your young one. Help them to get there. Be involved. Till next time, know that you are loved, and may you live in peace today. Goodbye.